Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lucrit Lau. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting 8th. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel throws to second for 1, and DeMaestri throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fain scores. Zerniel moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Tipton reaches second base with a double. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Tipton trying to get to home. Minoso throws the ball into Massey, who tags Tipton, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Massey and he is safe. Joost steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso bunts in front of the plate. Tipton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dillinger moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau fires to first and picks off Vallow. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kritlau covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Carrasquel is safe. Carrasquel moves to third. Massey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 0 for 1 in the game. Kritlau strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Tipton and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso. Fain reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Massey takes first base on ball four. Carrasquel moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton fires to first and picks off Massey. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 0 for 2 in the game. Kritlau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a ball on the ground towards second base. DeMaestri fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Massey and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 2 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlau fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Shantz moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlau fields it and throws to second for the out. Shantz moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shantz scores. Fain moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain scores. Vallow moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Niearhas pinch hits for Lou Kritlow. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-4 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.